Community colleges serve almost half of all college students in the nation. Graduation rates are low, hovering around 30% after 3 years, and a majority of students need remedial help, especially in math. This is the case in New York City, where community colleges are seeing a huge influx of new students. This semester, WNYC's Beth Fertig is visiting a remedial class at LaGuardia Community College in Queens to see why math is such an obstacle.
It's difficult to hide your fear in Professor Jorge Perez's classroom.
How many of you are in fear when you talk about mathematics?
The class looks hesitant.
Raise your hand. The majority of you are in fear, okay? So this is something that I really want you to relax when you are in my class.
The 29 students in this remedial algebra class need encouragement. They all failed an assessment test that's required before they can take certain college classes. Incoming students who score at least a 75 on their high school math regents or above 480 on the SAT don't have to take the assessment. But most of these students were never that strong in math.
Math was one of my worst subjects.
Dylan Mankin is pretty typical.
I also had teachers back in the day that weren't really too patient.
Mankin is 35, and he returned to school this fall because he's hoping to change careers. He says he managed security for the loading dock of a big building and now wants to become a veterinary technician. One of his classmates is 23-year-old Kaisha Pyle. She's taken remedial algebra twice before. She says she dropped out the first time around because she didn't understand the teacher, and the second time there were family crises.
I'm eager to get it completed, get it over with, because this is like one of the main classes that's holding me back from moving into my clinical phase for my major, which is physical therapy.
Pyle is among 17 students in this class who have taken remedial algebra at least once before. The course is the rough equivalent of 9th and 10th grade math. Another remedial class covers earlier material.
Vertical, so the representation of this will be...
Community colleges prefer to call these developmental education courses. At LaGuardia, 80% of students take a developmental class in either reading, writing, or math. That wouldn't happen at a four-year college or university, but community colleges like CUNY typically have an open admissions policy. Professor Perez says they attract non-traditional students who have been out of school for a long time or had to go back and get a GED.
Some of these students are making a tremendous effort just to attend classes. They have to work. They are full-time workers. They are full-time students. They are full-time mothers. And on top of that, they have to commute, pay the rent, make sure that they are getting enough money to pay the bills.
Perez is 65, with thick, graying brown hair and deep-set eyes. He's been teaching at LaGuardia since 1982 and typically splits his time between college-level and remedial classes. He has a doctorate in mathematics education from Teachers College at Columbia University and didn't want to go back to his native Chile because of the political situation. Perez remembers being shocked when he encountered his first remedial class.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How do I do this? I was teaching four basic operations, addition, subtraction, division, and multiplication. Some of our students do not have a full command of multiplication timetables.
For the first three classes of the semester, Perez goes over those basic operations with variables, mystery numbers represented by X or Y.
4X minus 29 equals 132.
The class starts at 8 a.m. twice a week, so the students are still groggy. Some, like Dylan Mankin, who lives in the Bronx, have commuted an hour to get here. They copy the equations in their notebooks, and Perez stops by to check their work.
You have 5X. What do you want to do?
Mankin appears stuck on 5x equals negative 45.
To get x by itself, right? And to get x by itself, what do you need to produce?
Negative 5?
No. Okay, let me show you something on the board because...
Perez tells his students they'll do fine if they remember rules like a negative times a positive makes a negative. And he repeats his mantra that learning is a process of reflection. He even gives out a list of adjectives, including anger, doubt, ashamed, and suffering. This is to help the students express themselves when writing short journal entries about each class.
Yeah, we have a solution here, a very nice solution.
The class meets on Mondays and Wednesdays for a total of 6 hours, including a lab. Near the end of the third session, Perez notices that Kaisha Pyle is struggling with an equation. He wants her to talk about it.
Are you feeling insecure? Yes?
A little bit.
Yeah, but why are you feeling insecure? Tell me, what is this?
4 minus 4.
Which is?
0.
Are you still insecure?
Okay.
How are you feeling now?
Better.
Better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, that's good.
Although this is Pyle's third attempt at remedial algebra, she says she isn't discouraged. She's more annoyed that she can't move ahead with other courses, like biology, until she completes it.
Class is class. I see it as something I have to do. I want to graduate. I want to get my degree, so I have to do it. Regardless.
But Dylan Mankin is more shaken. At 35, he's been out of school longer than Pyle.
If you could have seen the big question mark that was over my head, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't like being in a classroom situation because sometimes it seems like you're too rushed. Like when I'm at home and I'm looking at this type of stuff, I'm much more comfortable because I can get up, have a cup of coffee. I can stop what I'm doing and walk the dog or something like that and take a breather.
In his 27 years at LaGuardia Community College, Jorge Perez has seen countless students like Kaisha Pyle and Dylan Mankin. 68% pass remedial algebra, but he knows they still face long odds. Only 22% of LaGuardia students graduate in 5 years. Yet, Perez enjoys the challenge of working at a community college.
I'm privileged. I'm privileged in the sense that I have the opportunity to help these people who really have an honest desire of learning.
And for those who think they can skate by, Perez has this piece of advice. CUNY makes it easy to get into a community college, but you still have to work for the degree. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.